is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I hate that sound.
Yeah, why was it doing that?
Well, that's the 10-bell salute. And in combat sports, when somebody passes away, you know, it's kind of a respect. And, you know, so we just did the 10-bell salute for Anthony Rumble Johnson, 38 years old.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Yeah, it's sad.
I believe he had been sick, but, you know, it still doesn't take away, diminish. 38 years old. You have, Matthew, one of the greatest videos ever with Anthony.
I do. I was in search of a opponent for a celebrity boxing match, and I was hoping for like an actor or somebody limited with skills. Not Al Bundy, obviously, because Ed O'Neill is
your
a legit black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But I was looking for an opponent, and I was looking for a soft opponent just to go out there and get some publicity. And, of course, Randy wasn't going to have any of that, so he got Anthony Rumble Johnson to send me a promo video saying, hey, I heard you're looking for a fight. I got good news for you. I found your opponent, and it's me. And, of course, he was the number one lightweight contender of the UFC.
Yeah.
And as terrified as I was of that video coming on my newsfeed, it would have been a tremendous honor to share any ring with that man. And it's a tragedy across the board. What a great human being and competitor, athlete.
Yeah, definitely. So our thoughts and prayers, obviously. Go out
every
to the family.
Morning you can wake to the most popular.
I guess we're waiting till the morning to be popular.
Yeah.
And also
this
I don't
week
know if I can ever be popular.
We lost Gallagher passed.
Yeah, but there was two Gallaghers, right?
Well,
I thought there was two.
Is there two Gallaghers?
Yeah, you know they're interchangeable.
What do you mean?
I mean it's still bad. Gallagher
he sold his likeness in the whole state.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so he licensed out himself?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I need to do that.
Yeah. And we lost those football players at
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the
tragic, dude.
Crazy.
Tragic. It's just, it's been sad, man. News has not been, it's not been fun. Like,
nope.
My hearts go out to the families, the team, the coach. I can't even imagine what that would be like.
You know, I once said to my wife, I just don't get it. I don't get somebody doing something like that. And she goes, as silly as this sounds, she goes, because you're normal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's got to be something wrong with you, whatever it may be, hate. Mental, whatever, there's got to be something wrong. I guess on a good side, let's try to flip it a little bit.
Yeah.
Whether I agree or disagree with what I'm about to say, Cain Velasquez got out on bail.
Yeah, well, I thought that was great. You know how I feel about it, you know. Again, you know how I feel about it.
Yeah, no, well, and this is, you know, what I've said on that is Cain Velasquez did what every human being has said they would do,
yeah,
but they don't have the basketballs to follow through and do it.
Yes.
And even though, and I'm going to stand by this, and this is what I believe, even though I would have been okay with, but it's still bad, what you did, at least hit the right guy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Shooting into a moving car.
It's very risky.
It could have hit somebody else, and it did.
Yeah, yeah. No, so I'm not saying his punishment is invalid. I do like that he's out on bail because
until found guilty.
He's not a flight risk.
No.
He's never had any prior, you know, issues. And, again, put in that situation, like you said, everybody says that that's what they'll do. Who knows? But yeah, I'm happy he can, you know, see his family again, at least for a little bit.
No, for sure. Wished he would have thought it out so that his family could see him forever.
Yeah.
And not behind bars. All right. On a good note, the team, that would be the Knockout Radio team, is headed to Sarasota on Saturday.
Yes, we are.
And we are going to...
fight a guy in pajamas.
The address is 5712 Clark Road. It is called Unique Armature, I believe. It's a gun store. But they also have Nerf guns, so toy guns, as well as the real deal.
Okay.
And they have the real deal there at a meet and greet. The guy who basically started MMA and the UFC, Hoist Gracie. So we're going to go down and get some FaceTime and do some cool stuff with... that's right, because you're Brazilian.
Well, and I met him. And he gave my wife the greatest advice of all time.
Leave you?
Well, yes. He's like, leave. He's like, I talked to Giselle. She left Tom. All the Brazilian girls are coming back home. my kids were there. My wife was like, I don't have a gi. He's like, doesn't matter. Come train with us. She's like, but I have the kids. He's like, just pretend like they're not yours. Who cares? Let them run. It's a gym. And that's what Brazil is. In Brazil, the community raises the kids. The kids pour on the street. And everybody just kind of keeps an eye on everybody else's kids.
The kids also have those machines that they can rip your credit card number from your pocket. I don't know if you know about that.
With
you know, those machines. It's those machines that if you brush by it, it can steal your credit card number.
Well, those are piranhas. And they, they're called piranhas. They're the street gangs. And they're 13. They got burner phones in Atlanta.
Yeah, they got all things.
Another huge loss. Takeoff from the Migos was killed during the dice game in Houston.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, now I'm not that level of success, but
for any level,
if you're a $26 million net worth, a part of one of the greatest rap bands of all time or groups of all time,
honestly, music groups of all time,
why would you put yourself in a situation where you're outside of a nightclub on Halloween in Atlanta or in Houston when you're not from Houston?
I agree with you. I think this is something that in our culture, I'll talk about black culture and rap music, and we lost so many guys to random acts of violence, and it's just, I think when these guys get to a certain level, they need to learn how to move smarter, right? And not put yourself in these situations where you're caught up outside of a nightclub at 3-4 in the morning, you know? And, like, take notes from people who do it better. Like, look, if you get that much money, look how Drake moves. He looks like he's a president. You can't, you don't get to come near him and touch him and be around.
You know what Drake does?
Diddy and, like, all these guys.
You know what Drake does? Drake is a huge roulette player.
Yeah.
And he does the virtual roulette where it's a real dealer, real game of roulette.
Yeah.
And he's at home in company of his own friends and inner circle.
Yeah.
He's safe. He's not out in public. You know, but I guess they could take your advice, Caleb, and come to a place like Tour de Pizza where there are no people, and you're always safe.
All right. Let me run down the schedule real quick. After this break, we're going to be speaking to Desmond Green coming into the Tampa Bay area, BYB 13 Saturday night out at the fairgrounds. We'll have some tickets to give away. Then we're going to speak to Andre, and I should have you do these names, Fialho, who fights Saturday night, as well as Vanessa Demarpoulos. And then a surprise guest will be coming in.
Ooh, I like surprise.
Yeah, a little surprise guest. It's Caleb's been down. Caleb's been upset. I'm going to turn you off. So we're going to try to perk him up a little. And that's why we have a very special guest just for Caleb Benenat in the second hour.
Well, I'm still surprised that Gallagher had a clone.
let's go hit our first break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, Florida? This is Sam Madison of the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You're back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from a safe place to play dice games. Twitch pizza.
Coming up momentarily, the Predator. Desmond Green, no, not...
Oh, no, Kai Green is the Predator. That's the wrong Green.
What?
Kai Green is the Predator. Who's, Mr. Olympia competitor.
Who's Kai Green?
Kai Green, the greatest bodybuilder, never won anything.
I was like, hold on a second now.
He's the best runner-up that has ever been. Except the, you know, 80s Broncos and, like, the Bills.
There's been a lot of Predators. What's his name? Was the Predator when he had dreads? His nickname.
Well, Steve Monroe's the Predator, too.
Oh, God. Why am I forgetting? The big heavyweight. Why am I forgetting right now? Francis Ngannou.
Francis.
He was a Predator when he had dreads early on in his career.
Well, can you be a Predator without dreads?
Nah, not really.
Weird.
I mean, you can't. You don't want to be that Predator. You don't want to be.
That's like a child Predator. there's a lot of those in the county jail. Right. Like, we like to call them protectors now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, child protector.
All right, so momentarily we're going to talk about Saturday's Trigon, the return of the Trigon.
Yes.
Mike Goldberg and Desmond Green, and I'm looking forward to that. I love the Trigon.
Yeah, and the fact that you have Goldie,
hello.
He is the voice.
All right, let's jump right into it. Saturday night, the return of BYB. Desmond Green on the line with us. Desmond, how are you?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm chilling. Fight week, feeling good.
Welcome back to the program. It's been a little while. Well, I think you young people say it's been a minute.
Yeah,
you like that?
Been a minute. That's it.
So talk about it. It's fight week. You're coming to Tampa. A couple belts on the line. Updates.
Yeah, man. So, as I like to say, same shit, different toilet, you know. So this time we're going to try to get this thing right. You know, I was supposed to fight a couple months ago for the belt, and the craziest circumstances went down. You know, I don't know, somehow my guy got checking out by the bathroom floor. Fight got called off an hour before it was supposed to happen. So, you know, here we are again, trying it again with a different guy. So, I hope everything goes smooth and I get to go out there and show you guys what I've been working on.
I think that's been called the MMA flu and now the bare knuckle flu. And, you know, when somebody walks in and takes a look at the opponent and hauls ass.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you guys seen the details, but the day before at the weigh-ins, it kind of got a little heated. And everybody's like, listen, I think you kind of scared them away from the fight. I'm like, all right. So this time, this weigh-in, I'm going to behave. I'm just going to be quiet, shake the guy's hand, and hope that tomorrow, the next day, we can fight.
That it doesn't run out. That's awesome. I'm curious. Obviously, you, combat sports, you've been in it a long, long time. A title, two titles on the line. Does that change anything? Does it change your mentality for this fight? Or do you try to block out, you know, the reward? A fight's a fight?
No. Honestly, with me, you know, I'm that guy when the lights is on and the pressure's on, that's when I show up the most. So whenever I can, I always try to add a little bit of extra pressure to myself. So this time I don't even have to. You know, you said it yourself. We got two world titles on the line, big titles. The Police Gazette, which has been around forever, and then even better, the inaugural BYB title. You know, so I got a chance to make history twice here. So, you know, for me, it's always all or nothing. But, you know, now even more than ever, you know, I really want to go out there, put my shit down, and you know that's my name in these history books.
Okay, and just for the record, he keeps saying ship.
Yeah,
you know it's the Oop. Ship. You know, does that take a while to get used to, or is it just like being at home and less place for the opponent to run?
No, actually, honestly, the Trigon is different. You know, it's different. It's something I've never seen before. Just because of the close quarters, you got three acute angles.
Had, you know, with this new
repeat that for me?
Being in close quarters like that with the Trigon, does that approach this camp, or are you going to kind of stick with the same plan that you have because you know that's what's going to work?
Yeah, no, I'll stick with the game plan. You know, my favorite thing to tell everybody is, you know, plan B is just to reinforce plan A. You know, so we're not reinventing the wheel out here. You know, the object is to go out there, get a lot more damage than I can take, and you know, try to end this fight early. So yeah, it's gonna be the same thing. You know, this would be my third fight in the Trigon. I'm a bit used to the close quarters. I know they fight in a small area, but nothing as small as the Trigon. So you know, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, when he gets there, hopefully he's already moved around. I think he's here already. So hopefully he's moved around in there and it's ready. But yeah, for me, like I said, nothing different here. Not reinventing the wheel. Just going out there and trying to go ahead and put my thing down.
Desmond, let me ask you this. When you're in the middle of the fight, you know, whether it's the Trigon,
that I think I mean, I don't even know. People, oh, that combo, I don't even really know what I did. I have to go rewatch it. But one of the things that I know for sure that is always on my mind when I'm fighting, and it's been like this. I mean, everybody is watching me. So because of that, I've never been knocked out before. I gotta do the beating. I can't get beat on.
Can you hear, you know, it, while you're fighting, you know, the crowd or anything?
I always point out my mom voice in the crowd from she could whisper and I could hear it during the middle of a fight. You know, I'm always locked on to my coaches' voices and a few of my rounds, you know, a few of my good friends. But other than that, it really is. It's kind of like when you're speeding in the highway and everything is just zoom, zoom, zoom. It's like that.
But when you are speeding on the highway like that, the only thing you do notice is when you see that cop car on the side. Right.
Exactly. The cop car is the equivalent of a punch. So as soon as you see that cop car punch, you gotta get the moving. You gotta swerve left, swerve right, do something.
Good stuff. What you got something?
Yeah. So Desmond, you're a young guy, man. I don't know. Maybe I have the wrong Instagram account to follow you, but I mean, you fought some legendary guys in your career, man. Like you fought Josh Emmett, you beat Emmett, you beat Mike Richmond, Martin Brown. I mean, you fought some big names, but I can't find a huge following. Like, so how important is a social career to a fighter these days? I mean, from what I understand, it's like everything. Sugar Sean O'Malley just moved up to number one contender because of his rankings and social media. So how do we get you out there and how do I find the right page so we can get all the fans to follow you on this fight Saturday night?
Yeah. So as far as the social media, I mean, it works for some and it works, for others, I mean, if you winning, you winning, it kind of takes care of itself. You don't got to do the rest. And that's kind of been my recipe. You know, like I said, I've got some big names under my belt. I've fought in the best promotions. And I've done all of that without like a crazy social media following. And that's kind of my take on. I just go out there and I let the winners take care of each other. But as of right now, I'm not even on social media. I'm taking a little hiatus from it. My brother passed away 2 weeks ago, so I'm kind of just, I'm taking his fight still in his memory because I dedicated this to him. But yeah, for the time being, I'm kind of laying low off social media.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. Condolences to you and your family, bro. Talking about recipe, obviously growing up.
Speaking of recipe, I'm going to jump in. Then why don't we do like a Desmond's victory party on Sunday here at the pizzeria?
All right, Desmond, we'll do your victory party.
I'm with it. I'm with it, man. I love pizza. Pizza's my favorite meal.
It is. With the recipes here, I'll cook you an authentic New York style pizza here in Tampa after you win. We'll do it Sunday morning, Sunday lunch.
Sunday morning.
I'm gonna take you up on that. I have my mom with me, so she's a chef, so she loves a good pie.
It'd be an honor to cook for you.
Hold on a second. If she's a chef, I would much rather her make our pizza than Matt.
No.
Oh no. She. When you see my mom, you're like she's on straight vacation mode for my fights. My fights equal straight vacation. She's kicked out, chilling in the hotels. Getting catered. You're like, when I fight, I'm like, yo, am I fighting or is this just a vacation for you? But no, I love it. That's my number one fan right there.
We will work out the details. Yeah. We'll talk to you after the fight. Don't think about pizza until after. And then we'll set that whole thing up for Sunday morning. Bring everybody and we'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a plan, man. You got my number, so I'm going to take you up on it. Don't make me come to Tampa and not have none of this pizza you're telling me about. Because I'm not going to lie, the pizza down here in Miami, I'm from New York. The pizza down here in Miami is just not cutting it.
I hate to say this publicly because people who know me know what I'm about to tell you, Desmond. I don't like to give Matt, my co-host, any credit. I don't like to say good things about him.
It's true.
He's the biggest tool in the toolbox.
What he says.
But it is some of the best pizza I have ever eaten in my life.
Facts.
And I've been
I'm convinced.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN. Right here, right now, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents BKFC 33, live Friday, November 18th. In the main event, it's the Mexicutioner versus the Assassin, as former BKFC World Champion Joey Beltran clashes with a warrior looking for his next knockout, the undefeated Houston Alexander. In the co-main event, the unbeaten Sean P. Town Wilson knuckles up with combat sports vet Kevin Crash Kroom. Watch it live. Download the BKFC app at BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Clyde the Glide Drexler from Houston, Texas, site of the 2004 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And I just want you to know that you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Wow, that was an old liner. It was like 2004. Who was Clyde the Glide.
Drexler?
That's who it would be. All right, so momentarily we're going to be headed out to Las Vegas. Another UFC card. We do need to touch base, obviously, on last Saturday. We're going to save that, you know, for – I'm going to try something real quick. We're going to save that for later on in the show when we have enough time to really put enough into it, because I know there's some things you need to talk about. That'd be you.
Me?
Yeah, I'm saying we're going to save it, because we can't do a quick one. But here's something that it has me so baffled and ticked, and it just stupidity drives me crazy.
Yeah.
All right? This isn't on the UFC, because the UFC doesn't do the rankings. They have media members from whoever does this, whatever. So of the top 15 UFC heavyweight fighters, where do you think John Jones sits?
At the top 15 UFC heavyweight fighters, what I think he sits, I think they're going to be disrespectful, and I think they're going to put him at like 5 or 6.
John Jones is not ranked as a heavyweight fighter.
That's ridiculous to me.
Hold on. It gets better.
Okay.
On the pound-for-pound list, he sits 13th.
That's disrespectful to me.
It's stupidity. It's not that it's disrespectful.
In all fairness, he's never fought a heavyweight.
I don't care.
But he's never won anything at heavyweight.
So how is he ranked at all?
Yeah, either don't rank him or put him where he's supposed to be.
I agree with that.
Well, that's what we were talking about, hypocrites in the world. And, yeah. You know, it's either both or it's none. He can't be the 13th highest ranked pound-for-pound fighter in the world, but he's not ranked in any division.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Or I'd have him the number one light heavyweight.
I think I sent you this message the second I seen when DC put his list out. And I like DC. But that list is so biased, and I understand.
Of course it is.
I understand Khabib is your boy. I get it, and I understand you probably don't like John Jones because of your two fights with him and all the stuff that went on. But if you're gonna be say that you're a journalist and you're part of the media and you want credible things, like you're gonna say you're a credible person when it comes to fighting,
of course
you can't not have him in your top five of anything. It's just not. It's not possible. And it makes me stop looking at it as soon as you put that
out. No, I agree.
I'm not looking at it.
And I've said that when I wasn't banned on Facebook. I've said, you know, people, the top 10 Buccaneers of all time.
Yeah.
And they list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, it's Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
I delete it.
Mm-hmm. And definitely a top 10 guy.
Just sit there and shut up.
Okay.
Come on.
And Warren and I have talked about it. Yeah. And Warren doesn't say that he's the number one Buccaneer of all time. Mm-hmm. But he for damn sure says he's one of the top four.
Yeah.
Because what I say, if you don't have a gold jacket, you're not ahead of a guy that does.
That's true.
Tom Brady, for those that want to call him or consider him a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I mean, let's be honest. When he goes in, he's going in as a Patriot,
yes,
as he should,
yeah,
or whatever team he goes to next year, yeah, as he could. Don't tell me until he gets a gold jacket that he's a better player than Warren Sapp.
And also, this thing happened also with LeBron James. Before LeBron had played a game for the Lakers, like, oh, LeBron's a top five. They're like, this top five Lakers. They put him in there. I'm like, he's a top, LeBron arguably top three greatest players ever played basketball, right? What you do in that jersey has to count. And when you hear people like Kobe, Shaq, Kareem, these guys did it for 10, 15 years in that Lakers uniform.
Luke Walton.
But let's not get too far.
I was going to say Jerry West, just because he's the logo.
There you go, Jerry West.
He's the logo.
I'm throwing shade on the UCLA guy.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, we can't put him up there with Kobe and Shaq and those guys. Like, these guys brought 3, 4, 5, Magic Johnson, like, five rings to the place, and you're talking about this guy hasn't played a game for them yet, and he's one of the top five guys. It's where people kind of get me mad at that stuff, right? They get me mad.
What about this statement?
Thomas was his last year in Tampa. He's going to be 3 years here, have a Super Bowl. He has a chance to go back to one this year because you know how Tom is, especially this part of the season. He starts turning things around.
I heard he's all over Rob.
Listen, Bruce Arians started talking trash about him again, so he's going to light a fire under Tom. So I can see how the transformation is going to happen with this team, but let's just chill out with that.
Since you brought up that name, and there's been a lot of controversy on this as well, and, you know, I don't run from it. I don't necessarily run to it,
yeah,
but I don't run from it. Bruce Arians is going in the Ring of Honor. Why?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
Why? It bothers me.
2-7-9 seasons. Tom comes in, wins Super Bowl. The next year, you're no longer the coach. Right. And you're in the Ring of Honor. It just taints. What that
the Ring
should
of Honor
mean. It taints what that should mean.
Exactly.
You have sweat equity, time, all that stuff should matter. You should just put somebody in because they had an achievement, right? Like, I think that stuff is just, when you're clamoring for, okay, my thoughts on this. I think the Glazers have been getting a lot of heat. I don't know how much soccer you pay attention to, but Manchester United,
right,
Cristiano Ronaldo, all these things going on. Like, he came out and spoke against the Glazers. So I think any good press for them, any good things to hang on to, they want to. But I just don't agree with it.
But where I'm going to jump in there is the soccer press and the NFL, you know, football and soccer or football and football, however you want to, is two different circles and worlds.
Definitely.
And most people over here honestly don't even know the Glazers own Manchester United.
Yeah.
You know, so I get what you're saying, but it bothers me because either you're telling me that there's not a single former Tampa Bay Buccaneer that deserves to be in the Ring of Honor, and if I was whoever goes in next, you know, and there's a couple, you know, James Wilder's name comes up. Simeon Rice's name comes up. Honestly, in my opinion, Martin Gramatica deserves to be up there.
Yeah.
Just because we didn't have a special teams until Martin. If I was one of those.
Haven't had much of one since.
Right. Well, exactly. And, you know, well, they had Matt Bryant. Then once they got rid of Matt Bryant, they haven't. I would like somebody, and we're going to discuss this here in a second, somebody who did have, well, she doesn't have the balls to do it because she's a female, but she did something that requires balls. I would like somebody to stand up kind of like T.O. did.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? You're putting me in now? I'll pass.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think when I was kind of younger, watching the whole T.O. thing unfold, I didn't understand, like, why he was so upset. But, like, I hate the abuse of power in media and from front offices, from all these things. My personal opinion of you should not affect what you accomplished, what you did.
Absolutely.
And it should be on merit. It should be on what did you do on the football field.
Well, and that's what I've argued with the fans and will continue, even though I get the text and the message from them all the time, let it go, I don't really care. You know, people go about back to Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like him. Or he didn't sign an autograph. Or he didn't take a picture. That has nothing to do with what he did on the football field and led this team. And he is, in my opinion, he is and always will. It would take a monster to come in and overtake him, in my opinion, being the greatest Buccaneer of all time.
Oh, I can do that easily. I mean, like, Giselle now has 2.5 more rings than Sap ever will.
Okay, come on. I would say, and I ride for, he's one of my guys. I would say Gerald McCoy goes into Ring of Honor before Bruce Arians does.
Super Bowl. Well, you would say you would think he would, but yeah, obviously he's not.
He's not.
Right.
You gave a team 10 years. You were the, he was the best thing on Tampa Bay for a long time. Like the only thing people wanted to see in Tampa.
The problem with that, and you know, you were in the locker room. The team was awful.
Yeah.
You know, so fans forget. You know, it's kind of like Leroy Selman. I'll bet you Leroy Selman was better than anybody thinks he was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the team was so bad that, yeah, he was dominant. But you're thinking, well, he's dominant. It's an awful team. You know, if he gets a sack, nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think Gerald is very overlooked.
Very.
You know, but I know that the media certainly swarmed to his locker every time he wanted to talk.
I can tell you from playing him, too, there was a six-year span where nobody wanted to block Gerald McCoy. 6 or 7 years in the NFL. You're like, dang, I'm having nightmares about blocking Jerry McCoy. So I think, yeah, we need to do better. We need to do better.
Let me get back to the rankings real quick.
Yep.
And I argued this with Gerald, ironically. Yeah. You know, we discussed when Amanda lost and where's ranked. And, you know, he's like, well, will they fight again? And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know that Leon Edwards is ranked third?
Yeah, that's craziness.
So Leon Edwards is ranked above Usman. But Israel is ranked above Alex.
Okay. So I don't like.
I like how you're taking a second to think.
I want to make sure I say this.
I know that. Precisely. I know.
The pound for pound, it shouldn't be. Oh, it's not college football rankings. I lost a game. Oh, you're dropping down a spot now. Like, watch the fights. Okay. We're going to talk about Izzy a little bit later. He was winning that whole fight up until that round.
Absolutely.
He was winning that fight. Usman was dominating Leon. Like, it wasn't even close. And you get caught, and it's like, oh, you're pound for pound better than him now. It's like, no, did you watch what happened? You know, so I think that, like, it gets a lot of favoritism. Like, Islam, I'm sorry, Islam is dope. But you can't just beat Charles Oliveira and spring up to number two.
Right.
That's not how this works.
Well, and we talked about it off the air, and we've already talked about it once on the air. It's the hypocrites.
Yeah.
I don't care which it is. You know, I said that Amanda goes below Juliana, because Juliana just beat him.
Yeah.
But then you have to stay consistent.
Yeah.
So just because it's Israel or it's Leon, it's totally different. That's being a hypocrite. Leon is ahead of Usman only because he beat him.
Yeah.
If anybody right now...
4 years. Like, come on, what are we doing?
If they fight in that phone booth, Leon doesn't win.
Yeah.
If they fight in London like is supposed to happen in March, Leon doesn't win. If they fight in Nigeria when you and I will be there, which I can't wait, Leon's not going to win. And same with Israel.
Yeah.
And to be real honest, Israel's now lost to Alex 3 times.
Yes.
That's still even different than Leon beating Usman
by
a kick with 32 seconds.
That one is ridiculous to me. The Leon one is really, really bad. Yeah. It's really, really bad. The Alex one, I understand. Again, I didn't watch the first two fights, you know, so I don't know. Sure. I just seen some highlights. And I don't care what you did. We're not in kickboxing, right? We're in MMA. And did you see? We got the. I'll pause. He was taking him down, keeping him on the ground. Like, he was fighting a very, very good, complete fight.
It was a different Israel, too.
It was.
No, from press conference, from he wasn't screwing around, he wasn't joking, he wasn't laughing.
He was focused.
And even though I picked Alex to win, and like I said, I got extremely lucky. He didn't, well, I don't want to say he didn't deserve to win.
Yeah,
because,
he did. Yeah,
you know,
he
got and did the job. But I started to have second doubts.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, when I picked Juliana to beat Amanda.
Yeah.
But I did the whole time. When I saw, you know, Israel at all the press conference, the weigh-in, and he's not goofing around, I started to think I might be going on the wrong side.
And I think he listened to a lot of fans' criticisms of him the last few fights because he wasn't playing the point game. He wasn't trying to stay outside. Because, again, Alex will knock anybody out because he has that kind of power. He's a big dude,
right.
You know, and he has that kind of power. And I think Israel's like, you know, now I'm going to stand in here. We're going to trade. I'm going to get in. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to throw punches and take these hits. And in the end, he couldn't outlast the hits in the fifth round. But, yeah, I think there needs to be more consistency. These rankings and lists, and people need to do some more homework. Like,
well, again, it's kind of like, you know, referees and judges, they're not held accountable.
Yeah.
Because, again, to me, it's just ludicrous, the John Jones.
Yeah.
How can he be ranked in one and not the other?
Mm-hmm.
And rank him in – I rank him number two in light heavyweight.
Yeah.
You know, do something.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. All right, how about this news that I found last night?
What's that?
And I did reach out to the president of BKFC to get his thoughts. I did reach out to your buddy, Bert Scott.
Okay.
To get his – from what I understand, Louis Palomino has been stripped – of the Police Gazette belt.
Really?
And I'm assuming that that's the belt that's on the line this weekend.
What?
Okay. Now, I'm not saying anything about either organization because it's not their call. I'm not saying anything about either fighter. You know, it's not, I don't know if that's Desmond's belt that he's fighting for or whatever. If somebody offers you a belt, who are you to say, no, I'm, you know, it's somebody else's. Big ups to Christine Ferreira.
Okay.
She's relinquished her belt.
The Gazette,
the Police Gazette belt.
Well, why?
Because of this.
Oh, the controversy.
Yeah, because of the controversy, because allegedly, and I can only tell you what Christina posted on Facebook, and, you know, I was following it, and I responded a little bit to her, and I know her a little bit. And Houston kind of said something as well, Jeff Houston, the voice of BKFC, that Bert Scott said he would never strip a fighter of the belt. But I guess he just did.
Wow.
So, you know, Christina,
yeah.
If she gets something in her mind, she don't care. And she was pissed. And then I saw a text on Facebook that she has.
So what would be the qualifications to get it stripped? Like, what happened?
No idea.
What would cause you to lose your belt? I mean, obviously inactivity, but.
Well, again, inactivity, if that's in the rules of whoever is setting up whatever, the belt, the microphone, the helmet, you know, whatever. If you come out and say, and I don't. Didn't hear it. I don't get that close to him or, you know, the gimmick or whatever. If he said I would never strip someone, then you never strip it.
Right.
You got to be careful, and I've learned, you've got to be careful when you say something.
Yeah. Sure.
Because then if you change, now you're the hypocrite as well.
Yeah, wow. The word doesn't mean anything.
And for whatever reason, I like that she stood up for Palomino.
Brad, yeah.
I like that she stood up for Bare Knuckle in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. So
now the real question is going to be on Saturday night, if the belt is the same exact belt, if the winning fighter accepts said belt or they decline it out of integrity for the bare knuckle, even though it's different organizations.
But that's what I just said. It's not on that fighter.
Yeah. Well, it will be.
It's not.
No, you don't think?
No, I don't think it's on.
Because the fighter has the control to say, hey, I don't want that belt. That's somebody else's used belt. I don't want that belt.
Yeah, but you just, when you being a champion, I understand both sides, because being a champion, you get the boost, you get more media behind you. I'm sure their pay increases in some way, shape, or form when you're a champion. So, you know, it's a tough situation, but for people who are fighting for the belt, it's tough to tell them, like, hey,
it's a very noble thing. The BYB belt. That's a Police Gazette belt. So yeah. It's a second belt.
But what I think Caleb was also, you know, saying or getting ready to until I jumped in, it's even different that it's in a different organization. You know, Desmond could know. I don't know if that Desmond is the belt. I know the Police Gazette belt is on the line Saturday as well. I don't know if it's the only one. You've got all the information around here. If it's, you know, he may know, he may not know the fighter that had it, but it's in a different organization. It's in the same organization, maybe, but these are two different. So I don't put anything on the two promotions, the two promoters, the four fighters that have fought for it. I put this all on. I need more information, and Bert Scott won't respond.
Wow. What if they're doing the Jerry Jones route? All pub is good. All publicity is good publicity.
I mean,
to stir up some drama, you know?
but again, that would be just from the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame. Yeah. You know, I don't think either promotions are involved in that. I think it's just him.
But I don't get – I mean, Palomino's a legit champion. I mean, he's a bad dude.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's marketable. And he's got the greatest walkout of any fighter I've ever seen.
No, I disagree.
The drum circle.
I disagree.
He brings out the drums. I mean, it's unreal.
All right, so you tell me which one is better. God, describe your epic one.
So the guys come out with the drums, and they do the drum. And it's like and Palomino comes out to this – like tribal drum
which
ceremony.
Which is his background, his country.
And then he goes out, you know, and then they sit in the crowd, and they've got the drum section, and then they're banging on the drum, and it's unreal.
Okay, yeah. That's one.
Okay.
The other one is Lorenzo Hunt, who walks out like a badass, and the guy behind him walks out with $10,000 of $1 bills,
yeah,
slating the dollars off. That's my favorite one.
That's because it bought you a Diet Coke.
It did buy me a Diet Coke.
I mean, seeing you climb the pole for $7 was embarrassing. It damaged the brand of Mega Radio. Seeing you twerk for $7 for DeLorenzo's entourage.
You're such an idiot. Saturday, I said that I would get this information out on a regular basis. It's called UNIQUE Arm.
Unique.
Yeah, Unique Armament. You know, like I said, it's a gun store. I'm going to go down and hopefully get some of the Nerf guns,
okay,
you know, which would be good. Just don't get them for your girls.
Why?
Because they will use them and rob a bank.
They already have real ones.
I know they do.
They don't need Nerf.
The legend, and you know I hate that word, the legend Hoist Gracie.
Unbelievable.
Will be there from 2 to 4. It's at 5712 Clark Road.
Can I bring my gi from Dasani?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it there.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, he definitely will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he will. Have I told you things he's done?
I saw him at the golf expo when he came in the full outfit.
I always dress for the part. Yeah, you never know when they're going
to
push it in.
Here's the only worst one. And yes, that was. We went to a tennis event that was up at Innisbrook. no big name guys, just, I don't know, Jimmy Connors.
Yeah.
Johnny McEnroe.
You know, John McEnroe, right? Two of the all-time legends. This guy comes dressed to the nines to play tennis. He had the tennis bag, the tennis rackets. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go out and hit balls with them.
I mean, my restaurant's located inside of a tennis club.
It wasn't then.
Well, but I've always been a passionate tennis guy.
You've always been a passionate knucklehead is what you've been a passionate of.
And what got me this job on this radio show was my knowledge
pizza.
Of...
No,
of,
no, it was just straight pizza.
Of Jeff Blake, of the tennis player whose house got burned down when the guy killed his family inside of it.
And your ten famous... Tampa people
right.
that don't live in Tampa anymore.
Right.
Well, one of them
six were dead.
One of them was a tennis player, Blake, out of whose family, you know, he rented the house after he left town.
All right, shut up. I'm bored already. Or in the words of the WWE, Chad Gable, shh. My daughter hates that shh.
WWE, Tribal Chief fought Logan Paul.
Yeah.
You know, and say what you want about Logan Paul.
He was phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Great. Phenomenal.
He has a real knack for that.
Yeah, it's real.
He does.
Yeah, he has a real, real knack for that.
You know, I was pretty surprised when he came in. I understood, you know, they were going to use him the one time.
Yeah.
And I think he stays for a long time.
I do too.
Yeah. He enjoys it.
Yeah. I think he makes a career out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
He's pretty impressive out there.
The stuff he did, well, and it certainly didn't hurt that when he first came in, he was with what many say is one of the greatest of all time in Miz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Mike knows what he's doing. He was able to kind of guide him a little bit. But his athleticism has been phenomenal.
Yeah. His, he did the selfie frog splash.
Right?
And it's one of those things where you're like, oh, that's corny. But you're like, that's also kind of awesome.
Yeah. And you can't teach it.
Being a YouTube guy, like the social media aspect.
You know, his creativity, like I was really, really impressed. I was very impressed. So good for them.
Oh, no, absolutely. I want to throw out, even I got to be careful. I've been banned on Facebook for using words in correlation to baseball in the World Series. Have you seen about the cost of the game balls?
No.
All right. So you know how.
Go Astros, by the way. You know.
Yeah, like go out of town. Or how about the Phillies couldn't learn to hit a curveball to save their life? I saw a stat. I was talking to Tony Saunders, former World Series champ and Tampa Bay Devil, right? It's like they went 0 for 112 on curveballs. So, you know, you're at a baseball game. The inning ends. They turn. They throw the ball in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, the players, the players were not allowed to give a ball away.
That's big money.
They are selling for between $500 and $900.
Wow.
The ball's a $3 ball.
Yeah.
That you buy at the store for $11.95, and they're selling them for $9, depending on what happened with that ball.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
It
was a base hit or a home run.
And who's batting. And,
yeah.
You know, this was a strike to Bryce Harper. He didn't even touch the damn thing. And it's $1,600.
Woo!
You know, and now they have those guys, and after every pitch,
yeah,
they roll it over to him. They write down what it is, and then they go and sell it.
I think it was. I saw something like the champagne cost after the Astros won was something like $500,000 in champagne. So to celebrate, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I was going to throw some cheating comments in. But, well, you know they got caught cheating again.
Again?
Yeah.
listen.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, come on. Like, so the other team isn't doing anything. It's just the Astros.
The one that he got caught for is a technicality. Now, it is cheating, but it's a technicality. So he used an illegal bat.
What was the bat, a cork?
Well, no, it was not a corked bat, but the bat has been outlawed since whatever date. So it was Albert Pujols' bat. And they grandfathered Albert and anybody that's been in the league before said date. Mm-hmm. Anybody after that cannot use that bat.
Same with the helmets. Football had it with the helmets. Yeah. You know.
Well, he used the illegal bat.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not a
technicality,
illegal.
But yeah, it's technicality.
He was in the league long enough, so he can use it.
Well, he wasn't in the league long enough. The guy who used it, the Houston Astro. I think it was the catcher.
Okay.
So he came in Maldonado, the next year. Yeah.
Maldonado got it as a gift from.
Yeah, and he did it, you know, out of respect for Pujols and, you know, to honor Pujols and all that kind of stuff. So.
I mean, I know there's controversy there, but there's a bigger controversy in the UFC right now. And that is that Alex Pereira, who just beat Izzy for the championship, was awarded his brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu last night by his coach, Paulino Cruz. So they're saying that they just gave him, they have to elevate him to a black belt because he has the belt now, he's the champion. So,
well, hold on a second. You said he got elevated to brown belt.
Brown belt.
So what's that got to do with black belt?
Yeah. Well, but he's not even a brown belt. Like, they're saying that he's not even qualified for a brown belt status. They're just giving it to him because he won the championship.
How would they possibly know that?
And they need for him, well, they can tell by his technique and by his defense on the ground and if he submissions and his lack thereof. You can tell by watching somebody if they have ground control or experience. They're just
reach out to the coach and I'll ask.
They're just giving the belt away because he has the belt now. Is that correct?
Well, so did Israel.
Yeah.
Just gave a belt away.
Yeah. How about
that was a low blow. That was a low blow. I'm on the edge already.
Believe me, I got something coming for you that's going to settle you down a little bit.
Okay.
It's coming. What? Go back to whatever stupidity.
No, and there's only two champion Nigerian guys out there right now, me and Francis.
Francis is Nigerian.
And neither are you.
Well, I will be after I fight.
It's okay. Hey, listen. We're going to get him back. Going to get those belts back.
You think so?
I know.
Well, we're definitely, you and your people are definitely getting the welterweight back.
Yeah. And then Izzy, this is division. Like, come on. What are you talking? Alex, that's it. And who? Alex is going to fight Khamzat. Or Hamza has to fight Izzy, however they're going to arrange that whole, you know, trifecta, and they're going to get it back, you know?
I think you're going to see a different Izzy.
I do too.
You know, because that's what happens. Where do you see the different, in my opinion, it's going to happen, the different Kamaru Usman?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing with Ronda Rousey.
Well, all of them. You know, a loss does that. Yeah, you know,
especially when you've been on top
so
long.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're living the high life. You get caught up. You know, I'm not saying that they don't, but, you know, I'm the champ. Nobody's touched me. You know, I've beat the number two guy two straight times. Yeah.
Dominate everybody. Like, definitely. I can definitely see it.
Where do you see?
But you know what's funny? I find it really interesting because Izzy did the same thing, right? Kamaru has always been a good all-around fighter. He was a great wrestler and then turns off to a stand-up guy. But Francis and Gon, when they were fighting, they're like, well, Gon has a chance. He can stand up with Francis. He can do this on his feet. Francis, okay, I'm gonna take you down, right. And I'm not even a wrestler. And Izzy took that same approach. So I love the fact that those guys got challenged. Got somebody who can match up with them and evolve their game. And I want to just keep seeing that. I think the UFC is doing amazing. UFC is doing amazing.
I just want to see Jon Jones win the heavyweight title.
Me too. Shut everybody up.
For good. Yeah, for sure. I could go away for 3 years. It's kind of like his comment to DC. You know, you're this, you're that. I'm not going to even say the things because I don't want to get sued. I can do this, and I still beat your ass on Saturday.
Like, come on. Like, so I want him to go do that. And then next time somebody brings up a beep, I'm just going to tell him to just stop talking.
Yeah.
1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Big surprise coming for Caleb in the second half of the next hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. And staff, so we'll be right back.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. What's it?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN.